Craig Conroy joins us in the Hot Stove Lounge. He made it back to Vegas. I was not as fortunate. I remain here in Las Vegas. Mr. Conroy, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. It wasn't
How we
an
doing?
Easy wasn't an easy trip back.
I heard it was no good.
Yeah, to Seattle, missed the connection, drove to Abbotsford, took Abbotsford to Edmonton. Edmonton drove in last night. So, yeah, I'm a little sleepy, but it is what it is. And after today, I'll get some sleep tonight.
Jeez. So, yeah, you took a milk run back as well. See, like it's affecting all of us. Well, I'm glad you made it back for free agency. I know that was the number one priority, but that is no good at all.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a little bit why I think the draft is going virtual, because it is so tight, and we had bad weather coming out of Nashville last year. So it's been 2 years in a row, and it's you have so little time, and you're trying to get prepared for it, and you're really focusing on the draft, and then just to have a few days, it makes it tough for sure. But everyone has to do it, so I shouldn't be complaining.
Yeah, well, and you made it back, and you had a productive day. Just how are you feeling about how everything went today? How are you feeling about the work that you've got done over the last 2 hours?
Yeah, no, I mean, we're very happy with the guys we got. We feel like we filled the holes that we were looking for. And, I think one of the things going in, it was a little bit more about the term flexibility. We were looking for the right guys. And I feel like we got the guys that filled those holes, which was perfect for us.
You know, one of the things that you talked about and one of the things that you were adamant about was not signing big term deals. Not one of your UFA signings today is longer than a 2-year term. We hear things, but you also go out and you do it like that. That's something that was really important for you in your approach to unrestricted free agency, wasn't it?
Well, we talk about organizational discipline and yeah, would we, everyone would love to go and sign certain players and 7-year deals, and the players would all love that. And, some guys have, and we've done that in the past. And, I just think where we are right today, it was to be patient and bring in guys. And it's not to say these guys are going to be here 1 or 2 years. Like, it gives us an opportunity to see if it's a fit for both sides. If it works well, there's always time to do another contract. That's not the point. That was, but just to lock in long-term, just right now just didn't make sense. We have some young guys coming in that, we also want to give opportunity to moving forward.
All about flexibility. That's kind of the word as you build towards where you want to go, right? Like, you want to keep yourself flexible as you build for the big picture.
Exactly. I mean, we have a plan, and we're trying to stick to it. And the plan involves some younger players too, and we got to give them opportunities to see what they could do. You don't want to, you never want to box guys out for long periods of time, and you want to be able to give them a chance, just like the Pospisils, Zaris. I mean, we saw all the guys, Wolf. I mean, that's one thing now with the three goalies that we have. It's going to be a great competition in camp. That's what we're really, what it's all about right now. We're real excited to, it can't come quick enough, but nobody's going to be working harder than those three goalies. Each of them going to want to take the spot. There's no anointed number one. You want them to come in here and earn the spot. And, I think that's going to lead to some great goaltending.
Craig, how do you, when you're targeting players, like, what are you looking for as you lead up to free agency that makes you believe, that's the type of guy that would be willing to accept a shorter term? Because you see some of the 4 and 5 and 7 year deals that have been signed today. When you and your pro group are working towards this and coming up with your list, and what are some of the things that make you think that these guys might be okay with shorter term deals?
Well, you're calling around and you're getting a feel of what people are looking for. You try to see, is there an opportunity on a long-term deal, short-term deal? So, you just kind of get a sense. And then as you make your calls, you just kind of work through it. And that's that's the key. Who, and you also look at, okay, who out there might want to take a shorter term deal, kind of reset and be put in a really good opportunity, you know, top six forward, you know, like Mantha, put him in a great spot, have him, you know, even though he had 23 goals this year, had a great year this year, but to take another step, I mean, you know, to be on the power play, to be able to play top 6 minutes, to be in big roles offensively. I mean, I think that's what you're looking for. And that was where, you know, we thought he was a great fit for us, you know, watching him even from junior days, he can score goals. He's got an unbelievable shot. And now, you know, we'd like to see if bring him in. Hopefully he gets chemistry with our guys, just like Kuzmenko did last year, and really help the power play too.
We're chatting with Craig Conroy, the general manager of the Calgary Flames. Well, let's build on that. Anthony Mantha was the first one that we heard about on the outside before it became official on your end on a one-year deal. He talked to us a little earlier and said that, you know, he's here on a prove-it deal, and he knows that. What were some of the things that you really liked about Mantha's game that made it make sense for you?
You know, first, he's got an unbelievable shot, high skilled, big man. You know, I think put in the right situation, we believe he's going to, you know, be a threat every night. He's going to help us when we're having trouble scoring at times. He's going to be a guy with that high end skill that can come in and, you know, win games for us. So that was the one. And you know what? He is motivated. He wants to show everybody, I'm back. And I think that's a great thing for us. He's excited to be coming to Calgary, and then we're excited to have him.
When Wes asked him, when we spoke to him, Wes asked him about potentially playing and finding chemistry with Jonathan Huberdeau, and he said, why not? Like, that's the type of chemistry that I'd take all day. What why could that be a fit in your eyes?
Well, an amazing passer in Hubie, and a guy that has a great shot. I mean, in juniors, he had a, you know, he's a goal a game guy, and I've seen it when he was in Detroit, and then even in Washington. You know, probably I didn't see him as much as I did, but then, you know, he's a guy that you give him a chance, he can put in the back of the net. So to be able to play with a guy like Hubie definitely would be fun to watch. Still got to see where the coach is going to put everybody, but you know, that'd be definitely something I'd love to see in camp.
Jake Bean, homecoming. We know how exciting that is, and that's a real cool side note to it. But from a hockey standpoint, obviously Oliver is decided to test free agency, and you were kind of looking for like a comparable guy that could step into that role, right? A left shot defenseman who can play in your top four. Is that what you see in Jake Bean?
No, you nailed it. That's exactly it. I mean, I think when, you know, when Oliver, we loved Oliver, but we had something we thought was reasonable, and he obviously thought he wanted something different. So when we couldn't come to terms to be able to get to Jake was, you know, we feel very comparable player, come in, going to get a great opportunity, wants to be in Calgary, really excited to be home. I mean, so that's exciting for us. So, you know, when I get to talk to him today, it was one of those where you're like, you feel really good because, you know, just the excitement in his voice and can't wait to get started. So that was exciting.
How much more do you think Jake has to show or attain at the NHL level? Like, he just turned 26. He's had some injury issues. It was maybe a little bit of a slower start to his career, but do you think there's still a pretty high ceiling with him that is still yet to be attained?
Well, we think in our situation here, he's going to get to be playing some key spots and maybe in better, you know, not better roles, but higher up in the lineup. So, you know, if we can get him some power play time, if we can put him in situations, we will watch. I mean, I don't know how many times we watch him with the Hitman. You know, he's unbelievable on the power play, getting his shot through. You know, that's one of his specialties. So for him to be here and have an opportunity, you know, to maybe be on the power play this year again, that'll be up to Ryan. But, you know, I definitely see him as a guy that should be in one of those roles. And he could get, you know, big minutes moving forward.
How excited was Ryan Lomberg to sign back here?
I love it. He was, you know what? I want to play with Ryan Lomberg just because of that. He's jacked. I mean, he's all excited. A little raspy voice today, but you know, he's been having a little fun probably. But you know what? He can't wait. He's looking forward to get in here. He knows the Florida guys that came in. He knows that some of the guys that are here. He knows the staff, what it's all about, and you know, he's just a guy that brings it every night. And he's a great, you know, when you talk about following in, you know, watching someone, seeing how to play the right way, that high end compete, that speed, you know, he's going to be great for the young guys, you know, in the gym. He does everything. He's a true pro and just a great person. I think he can help bring that, you know, what we're looking for, high end character to the locker room too.
Craig, you were a big advocate of his while he was here the first time around. I remember having conversations with you about how you really thought you wanted to see him with more NHL time because you felt like what he brings to the lineup was maybe something at the time the group was missing or could use. But if you go back to when he first joined the organization and, you know, was making his way into being a full-time American leaguer, like, did you see this? Did you see full-time NHLer, Stanley Cup champion? Like, this a pretty cool story for what he's turned himself into.
You know, with his work ethic and he just willing to do whatever it is for the team to help the team win. So, you know, I'm not surprised. Really not. I mean, it was very disappointing when I thought, you know, when he left, he should have been here the whole time. But, you know, it didn't work out that way. Now to watch him, you know, hoist that cup with Matthew and Sammy, It was pretty special, you know, because I remember we were watching him in the USHL. We brought him to development camp, and then there was a little problem with he wasn't going to be able to play at school until after Christmas in January. And I remember talking to the agent, would you be willing to sign him? Yeah, we'd love to sign him. And that was it. So, you know, from then till now, pretty, but it's all his hard work. And, you know, that's what you expect night in and out from Ryan.
We knew that you were going to be targeting a depth goaltender, and you and your goaltending department decide it's going to be Devin Cooley. What about his game? He's got very little NHL experience, but there's a lot. The goalie community really thinks there's something there with him. What did you and your group, what did Jordan's group really like about Devin Cooley that made him the guy you wanted to target?
You know, it's the upside. He's big. He moves well. Again, maybe not as experienced in NHL games, but we even got to see him play against us this year. And,
yep.
You know, when goalies, coaches kind of rate goalies and, you know, the movement, where they are on the post, the way they track pucks, there's a lot to it. And they really felt like there was big, big upside with Devin. So, you know, that's what I said. Now we have three goalies really battling for, those spots, and that's what it's all about. You know, you don't want to ever just hand it to someone, but you know, like I said earlier, you're gonna have these, nobody's gonna be working harder than these three goalies to kind of get ready, be in camp, and earn that starting position.
With Yegor's contract extension, a 5-year extension at 5.75, how closely did this fit what your vision was? If you were to go back into the season or the early off season, how close does this match kind of with what your target was in what Yegor should be long term on this team?
You know, the one thing to get Yegor done, I mean, you know, we were talking about skill and bringing in, and you just saw him, in, whether it was in the shootout during the games, his shot, his ability to beat guys one-on-one. And really, he had a little bit of a slow start to get going in the season, and then he really took off. So, you know, we thought it was a great deal. He was excited. He wanted to stay, and that's what it was all about. So to know Yegor is going to be here for another 6 years with next year and then his 5-year extension, we're, you know, to have that skill, to have him, and he's going to be a big, big part of this moving forward.
Just a few more with Craig Conroy joining us from the Hot Stove Lounge, the general manager of the Calgary Flames. You know, Anthony Mantha spoke to us about, you know, how he wants to come here and prove it and the opportunity. He had a number of 1-year deals on the table, but the opportunity is what he really wanted to come to Calgary. Obviously, Jake Bean, Ryan Lomberg, extremely excited about coming to Calgary. Devin Cooley sees the opportunity. what is that? It seems like one of the big themes here is guys who want to be here and who are enthusiastic about joining the Flames. How crucial is that with what you're trying to do in building this group?
Well, you know, that was a big part of it. And it wasn't that other guys didn't want to be here. It was more the contracts. You know, the worst part about this sport is, you know, trying to come up with a deal that works for everybody. So I think, you know, Big Z, Lindy, everybody on the way out, when we made the moves, they always said we would have stayed. It just, we could not come to terms on a contract, unfortunately. So, you know, that's one of the things with Sharon Govich, that we felt, hey, we both came to a agreement that we felt was fair on both sides and got it done. And that's what we're trying to do moving forward. You want guys that want to be here. You know, that was what, you know, Jake Bean, it did not take long when it was, you know, us and his representation, because he wanted to be here. So, you know, that's the important thing. And then same thing for Ryan Lomberg. It's and Anthony Amant, all the guys, I shouldn't even say. I mean, they all wanted to come. They made the choice. And, you know, I know they all had options elsewhere. But for them to all want to come here, it was exciting. And now, you know, we got to wait a little while before we see him on the ice. But it's amazing how quick this summer will go. We'll be back here in September.
I know you addressed this a little bit earlier already. Where do things sit with Oliver? And, you know, a couple of years ago, we saw Nikita Zadorov test the market and sign. Do you see any opportunity of that happening with Oliver Shillington?
You know, I think we're still talking. We're going to go back and, you know, it's the first day. It's been a busy day. But we're not closing the door. You know, we thought we offered something fair earlier, and it just... they felt maybe they were looking for something different. So, you know, but the door is not closed completely. We're going to, you know, I'll go back upstairs after and just kind of talk to the group and see where we're at and you know, where Oliver is too.
Do you feel like you got most, if not all, of the work that you felt you needed to get done today? Like, do you feel like there's still a lot more work to do, or do you feel like, accomplish most of your goals here?
No, I think we got most of our goals. I mean, we got another goaltender. You know, we brought in a guy like, you know, Jake, and then Anthony and Ryan. I think those fill some needs that we need right now. And again, it's not even about you know, a lot of it is we still have young guys coming up, so there's going to be opportunities. You know, as the year goes on, when camp starts, there's going to be some open positions and guys will be battling for those spots. So, which is a great thing. I mean, you know, we want guys to come work, compete. And then if they do well, they get an opportunity to play for the Calgary Flames.
Sean Kelso's landed in Seattle, so he's almost ready to come back and join. I think you've almost got everybody back in Calgary or close to it after that mess of a exodus from Las Vegas. I'm glad you made it back. I was a little concerned that, you know, you and the hockey ops group wouldn't get back in time. So everybody did make it back, right?
Yeah, everybody made it. Yeah, I think it was it wasn't the easiest day for anybody, but it definitely Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still in Vegas. I don't leave until tomorrow night. That's the quickest that I could get out of here, just because my flight was still on until 11 p.m. Saturday night, and then you know, the mess of trying to figure out how to get out of there from there. So yeah, I'm back late tomorrow night.
Well, travel safe. It was do you have a direct flight now though?
It's on a different airline, and it's through LA and then back. Oh. So pretty as it, not as bad as your milk run, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, I think my wife took that last night, and my daughters, so they went to LA and then LA up. They had okay. to do that too. So you know, everybody was on every different flight. Yeah, they left like four, I don't know. They left 5 hours after me and they beat me home. So I took the wrong flight. I thought I was going to get home nice and early, but nope, didn't happen.
I saw your face Saturday at the end of the draft when you were talking about it. I was like, oh, geez, this is a big issue. I didn't realize that you guys were already in trouble. So I'm glad you made it home. Thanks for doing this today, and we'll see you down the line. I appreciate the time as always, Connie.
Oh, yep, thanks, Pat, and travel safe.